Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this September 2nd. Earlier this year, we told you about a sustainable product that, with a little clever marketing, was taking Gen Z and young millennials by storm. The product? Water in a can. Yes, it's called Liquid Death, and despite the ominous name, it's simply bottled water. In a can. Clever, I know. Now, canned water may be celebrated for being more sustainable than plastic, but it turns out water in a can has another thing going for it, according to the Wall Street Journal. It helps people at parties who, for whatever reason, don't want to drink booze but do want to blend in. Because, come on, let's face it, being the only one without a can in your hand at a concert or social gathering can be a little draining, maybe? Especially when you're facing the required dozens of why aren't you drinking questions. For folks who want to be social and stay hydrated, products like Liquid Death are a solution. The Journal spoke with one concert-goer who said he didn't want to be made fun of for drinking water at a punk show. He told the Journal that he especially liked crushing the empty can on his skull because, you know, punk rock. In an ironic marketing twist, cans of Liquid Death look, a lot like beer cans. With its skull and crossbones logo, you'd be forgiven for thinking there's booze in there. And that's the point, as founder Mike Cesario told the Wall Street Journal, quote, "We're using packaging and brand psychology to make something healthier, not feel like it's healthy," end quote. Usually brands kind of run the opposite direction, no? Well, despite it literally, again, just being spring water in a can, Liquid Death has done quite well for itself since its launch in 2017. Last year, it earned $45 million, and it's on track for 300% growth this year. That's a lot of canned water fans, you might say. Canned water may be one way to stay sober and social, but it's not directly competing with other low and non-alcoholic drinks. Sales of non-alcoholic beer, wine, and spirits are up over 20% since last August. That industry appears to be growing rapidly, but Liquid Death doesn't quite fit in as a player. It's not a delicious beer-tasting beverage made without alcohol, it's just water. Or as one marketing professor told the Journal, quote, "It's like fat-free mayonnaise," end quote. While Liquid Death has plenty of skeptics, it does have at least one inspiration, or rival, you may say. Open Water, which sells spring water in aluminum cans and bottles, was founded a few years before Liquid Death came on the scene, but it's not being peddled as a booze alternative. Instead, Open Water is focusing on eliminating the need for plastic bottles altogether and became the world's first certified climate-neutral bottled water company in 2020. So whether you're trying to avoid endless questions at a boozy social gathering or working to save the planet, you know, canned water may turn out to be an offer you cannot refuse. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written and produced by Jessica Yarmoski. Our executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Lee. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.